Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, comedian and impressionist Frank Caliendo, plus balls for Ace, Tom, and Josh, and Jessica Alsman in studio right after this.
You've heard about the hit sitcom Baby Bob on CBS. You know, the show with the smart aleck talking baby. Well, get ready for yet another cheap knockoff as Bob and Tom Television presents Baby Bob Night. If you watch John Feinstein's The Season on the Brink on ESPN, you're going to love seeing Coach Knight playing a six-month-old baby with a hot temper and a potty mouth.
Well, isn't this just great? Mom and Dad go out for a night on the town and leave me home with a damn babysitter.
Oh, what a cute little baby. Coochie, coochie, coo.
Gucci, gucci, goo. What the hell's that supposed to mean? It sounds Chinese to me. You're not related to Connie Chung, are you?
Oh, my gosh, you can talk.
Hell, yes, I can talk. Take a look at what else I can do.
Woo! It smells like someone made a stinky in his diaper. What do you say we get that diaper changed?
Great. And when you're ready to wipe my behind, you can use this.
What's this, Baby Bob?
That would be an 8x10 glossy of John Feinstein. They come in pretty damn handy when you got a stool on the brink, if you know what I mean.
He's Baby Bob. Nice. And sometimes he could be a real NCAA hole.
Come on, son. Stop pounding your fist and eat your green beans.
I said I don't want any green beans.
Come on, sweetie. Can you do it for Mommy and Daddy?
I said no, damn it.
Oh, please, Baby Bob. Come on now. One, two, three.
One, two, three. Hey, don't go calling 3 seconds on me. That's it. I've had.
Baby Bob, what are you doing? Oh.
My God, Baby Bob just threw his high chair across the room.
Why don't you all just kiss my ass?
Baby Bob, night. Only on Bob and Tom Television.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Chick McGee across the way has already had two shots as he continues his Dipso saga, doing his whiskey advent calendar. Also in the studio, the lovely Christy Lee. She's all dressed up. You look very nice. You look like a little present that needs to be opened up.
Thank you, Tom.
Jessica Alsman is also here wearing normal clothes.
Thank you. No one wants
Josh Arnold is having what appears to be a giant hot dog.
It's a banana hot dog.
It's a banana on a hot dog bun with peanut butter on it.
That's right, yeah. It's very good.
It's a protein load.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a giant load of protein.
6 minutes to get that down, and you just got to it just now. We have a guest, I believe, on the line. There's Ace Cosby, our engineer. Hey. This is Tom. Hey, Frank, is that you?
Yeah, what is happening in there?
Sorry. Oh, don't ask. It's crazy in here today.
How are you, Frank?
I'm doing well. I have a very deep voice this morning. I'm not sure what it is.
It's quite sexy.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you. Keep eating that hot dog.
Now, Frank, I know you're just joining us, but there was a news story this morning suggesting that James Bond may be an alcoholic. I don't really buy it. But have you ever been able to do any of the James Bond actors?
Of course. Right now, I'm doing my best Roger Moore. Am I nailing it or not? Listen, give me a meatball sub, shaken, not stirred. I heard the previous material. No mayonnaise on that.
Yeah, we try to come up with some new James Bond movie titles. I think a couple of them are pretty good.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I liked, what was the one about the liver again? The Man with the Golden Liver?
Or Liver Let Die.
Liver Let Die.
That's the
Never Say Sober Die. Again.
Liver Let Die is brilliant.
Yes, yeah.
A Goldschlager, of course. That? Goldschlager jumps to mind as well.
But, oh, boy.
Frank Caliendo, father of two and husband of one and resident of Arizona. Now, we've been talking about the surprise. Is that going to happen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a fantastic surprise. I took a little bit of flack last week for calling in and gloating about my game ball to Ace, who's been a lifelong Raiders fan.
No, again, you're friends with
John Gruden, right? And I've been a Raiders fan for almost 6 months now. And I got a game ball for talking to the team, and a lot of people were coming at me like, that's kind of a jerky move. I'm like, that's what comedy is.
right.
Being a jerk to everybody.
Thank you.
Case in point, Josh Arnold. we had that talk about that lady that one time, but I felt, I don't want to say I felt bad because I really do like Ace. I think he's a great guy. I have no idea what he does.
You are correct.
But that's good because then he is doing his job on the show. So the guy who introduced me to John Gruden is a guy by the name of Jeff Leonardo. And he drove Gruden around in the bus at ESPN for all these years, and I became friends with him, and he found out about me years ago, Leonardo did, from listening to the Bob and Tom show. Oh. So that was a pretty cool relationship. So I texted Jeff and said, hey, is there anything we could do for Ace, who's at the Bob and Tom show? And he's like, absolutely not. So I started begging. I was like, he's a great guy, incredible voice. You say he rarely uses it. You're like, hey, Ace.
Hey.
You know.
So that's why he's a legend.
I was testing the mic for Ace. I was like, this is Ace. I'm talking to Ace. So I got this, and I guess Dean had something to take it. There's a it's not a game ball because it's not as cool as what I would get for myself. But
of course.
I got him, or Jeff Leonardo got him from the Raiders, a official ball, or a signed ball from John Gruden to Ace, personalized.
So, wow.
Thanks to John Gruden, and
holy
thanks
heck.
To Jeff.
How cool is that?
That's
now, real
cool.
Real quick question. Do you think Gruden happens to be a fan of the band Kiss?
I know he loves classic rock and roll.
Because Ace knows more rock stars. His old motto was, my face is my past. Ace has been backstage with more rock stars than anyone in history. And wouldn't it be nice if he got Gruden a Gruden assigned assigned Kiss poster or something? That would be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what, man. I love the guy with the tongue.
there's a picture of it. Oh, man, two Ace. Very nice. Oh, that's great, Frank.
Yeah, all how because of me you. And how nice of a person I am.
I take back all the stuff I said about you last week.
Now, is this going to come postage due, or are you going to?
It's on its way. I didn't think of this until.
This is nice.
Yeah, it's really great of them. I was more than ecstatic, if you can be that. So I was super happy. Jeff has always been really great to me.
Now, Frank, as you know, the Raiders won again. last weekend.
Yeah, I'm sending them tapes every week that they win.
And Ace says, what, guys, you can Ace take claims these guys down. They're just the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. Think of them as those girders in Donkey Kong, man. And you're Donkey Kong just mashing those girders down. Come on, man.
Oh, God. Have you seen Wreck-It Ralph?
I have not the new one, no.
Okay, I've watched the other one 40 times. I have little kids.
Oh, right. See, I'm out of that, where my kids don't have... That was the thing, watching the same stuff over and over. You know my past, my first concert ever going to, because I'm a weirdo, is the Wiggles. Stop it.
I'm sorry, Frank.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking to radio people about concerts. Yeah, was it Kiss or did you go to know? Oh, the Wiggles. You're a dork.
You know, I was going to say I was front row at the Wiggles one time.
Hey, fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
That's right.
Right now, a Chick McGee has the Wiggles, or as we like to call it, the DTs.
The DTs, the shakes. That's
right. Frank, let me explain something. I don't know if you have an advent calendar at your house.
Oh, we have plenty. Juliet shows me what she gets every day.
Okay, and a friend of Chick's gave him a whiskey advent calendar.
Yep. Oh yeah, good
and,
idea.
And in the advent tradition, Chick insists on opening it up first thing in the morning. So,
as you know, Frank, as I was told to by someone also in the room, Tom, go ahead.
And each whiskey,
fashion whatever story you'd like.
It's a double shot of whiskey, and Chick's been imbibing since the 1st of December, and it's been quite fun for us.
I bet.
And now in sports, it's me.
All right. What, 13? What did I do? Did I do 12? I did. I'm up to 14.
Yeah, he's already a day ahead.
Yeah, he's doubled up.
Of course he is.
He's got the weekend. He's got the weekend to think about.
Yeah. Sure. Nice job, Mr. Bond.
Thank you.
Of course, this one looks good. I'd like to invent a new interesting situation for myself.
Oh, God, that's great. Have you ever been paired with the wrong act?
That used to happen all the time. That before, as for people who don't know, like the stand-up business, which is probably most people, as you're coming up, you get booked by a common booker. So the booker thinks they know what would go well with other acts. Like, so this person's dirty and this person's clean. Now we'll have a show for everybody. Well, that's great if the clean person goes first.
Yeah.
Right. If the dirty person goes first, and you try and go do clean comedy afterward, it's like, this is like a puppet show. One of the worst bookings I probably ever had is, I was the second impressionist up, which is just, it's like being the second ventriloquist.
Right.
Where you're, the guy already talked to the puppet, now you're going to talk to another puppet. Just seems like the same thing, and it really did. And I started, when that happened, I said, I'm going to start bringing my own person. That's George Cantor. I've actually talked to Josh a little bit about maybe trying to do some dates around the country eventually. So
you control what's happening up
Yeah,
front.
Because and you want to have somebody that you know is going to fit and work with your audience.
Now, I want to interrupt for 1 second, Frank, because you're probably not aware of this, but Josh does one impression that I think not even a Frank Caliendo can do.
Oh.
Of course, I'm talking about the great actor and singer Tom Waits.
oh, Frank! You... You sit alone at a bar.
I think I'm safe.
That's, of course, Tom Waits apparently on his deathbed.
Of day 15 of the advent calendar.
Yeah.
Do you know any more impressions, Josh? Isn't that pretty much it?
Yeah,
I think Tom is pretty great.
Oh, well, I certainly appreciate that.
Now you do it, Josh.
See how good it was?
Oh, very funny. Frank.
I got a million of them today, guys. I got my own advent calendar here.
Okay. Now, Frank, have you purchased a gift for your wife for Christmas?
Oh, no, she buys them herself and lets me
really.
And the kids give them to her.
Oh.
Do you get to at least wrap them? Or?
Of course. If I don't, then I'm in trouble. It's the thought that counts, Tom.
You don't go out and buy anything on your own?
I will. On like the 24th.
Four in the afternoon, you know.
I got to be honest with you. I bought a lot of stuff for myself already.
I wonder if that would that be a viable business? You get like an ice cream truck, and you fill it full of jewelry. You just drive down this ding, ding, ding. Oh,
that's a brilliant
for
idea.
For guys that
that's
are just.
A Shark Tank, man. Yeah.
Guys that just have, it's the last minute, they go, okay, I got to get jewelry. Is anything open?
Yeah. That's, wow.
They should.
The security on that, it would have to be at Brink's ice cream truck, right?
And when you hear the tune, how do you discreetly leave the house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe the answer would be, you know, at the TV stations every April 15th, they always have the one reporter. Well, I'm here at the post office and we're trying to find someone that didn't file electronically.
Yeah. The last Luddite in town.
Maybe you have some jewelry store that we're going to be open. We have free hot dogs and we'll give advice to every guy that has waited too long. And we'll wrap it for you. I'm sure there are many that do that.
Yeah.
If not, that would be a great idea. So what are you getting for your wife, Frank?
I haven't.
She hasn't given you the stuff to wrap?
No, she doesn't want me to spoil it for her. I know what it is, I might tell her beforehand.
Does your wife have any of your act that she really does enjoy genuinely? And she goes, oh, Frank, please do the so-and-so.
Oh,
place.
Yeah, the check. She loves that. But you know what? When I started talking a little bit more about the family, she started to get. She's like, "That is funny that happens in our house." Like, yeah, like the other day, Juliet did this. My wife's mom is in town for the next 6 months or so.
Oh my!
Yeah,
in your house.
It's really fun. That's my present to her. Not complaining. No, she actually helps a lot. Juliet, it changes the dynamic of the house. Juliet, who's 12, comes up to me the other night and she wants a snack. She's like, "Hey, can you get me something to eat?" I said, "Well, what do you want?" She's like, "Cereal." I'm like, you can get that yourself. She's like, "No, I'll wait till grandma's back." What?
All right.
That's service.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
Frank,
do you mix cereals or do you keep yours?
Me, I don't eat cereal a lot.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love cereal.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to eat a lot of Cap'n Crunch. Ooh. And I would get on a kick. What kind of cereals do you guys eat as adults?
I do a lot of
Honey Nut Cheerios,
shredded wheat, yeah. mixed with grape nuts.
But as we all know, now Tom, you
what
don't
a bowl of joyless that is.
Now,
Tom Griswold could
rocks.
Be a cereal.
Now, Tom, you don't prepare the shredded wheat in a normal fashion, do you? Do you?
The shredded wheat comes in these sort of square hockey pucks. So.
I wanted Josh to do it, you nut.
Explain it, Josh.
I've got a hammer in my kitchen that I utilize. It's one of those, what do they call those? A meat pounder, spiky block.
Ish and thing.
Do you just beat it on the table?
I put it in a Ziploc bag.
This is all true. Well,
I wouldn't just beat it on the table like some sort of caveman. Shavings everywhere.
So what's your favorite food, Frank? I assume it. Can I guess?
Sure.
With your Italian heritage, I'm sure that you came from a family where they were great cooks. I would think perhaps cantaloni, maybe?
Cantaloni?
Pizza?
Cannoli?
Cannoli, whatever. Oh, cantaloni was one of the bad guys in The Godfather. What is it, Frank?
I would go with pizza. Almost always works, or a steak. Or a steak pizza.
Or a pizza steak. Have you had the pizza steak yet?
Yeah. As long as we're combining two things. Tom, how would you make that?
Well,
a steak pizza? Oh, it's easy.
No, other Tom. Ridiculously ridiculous Tom.
That's very simple, Frank.
I don't feel like I should have to
tell a man of your educational stature that sort of...
As we know,
oh, I loved it when Josh used to be on the show.
Bluffed your way through community college.
Yes, yes. How would Madden do me?
Yeah, let me ask you an impossible.
That's a beautiful segue.
An impossible
you
question.
Take, you take the steak and then you put it in the.
You're turning into Cosby.
I noticed that, right?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.